All of us have moments we can look back upon and ask the question, what if? Martha and Mary were definitely asking that question when their brother Lazarus passed away and then Jesus showed up after the funeral. What if you would have been here, Jesus? The outcome would have been different. But Martha and Mary lived to tell a different story about the love and the power and the glory of God revealed through Jesus Christ. They lived to see their what if turned into a thank you, Jesus. But their reaction to the resurrection of their brother was not the only reaction that day. That miracle of Jesus led many Jews to believe in Jesus. However, it led others to do something drastically different. Others ran into Jerusalem, found the Pharisees, and told them exactly what had taken place. So we're not supposed to read verse 46 as a great evangelistic effort on their part in John chapter 11. They were not running back into town sharing this story in hopes of the Pharisees repenting and trusting in Jesus. They were warning the Pharisees, Jesus is back and he's doing some pretty remarkable things. What are you guys going to do about it? The report of this group of people set into motion the greatest tragedy the world has ever known, the crucifixion of the perfect, holy Son of God. And unwittingly, it also set into motion the greatest triumph the world has ever known, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. How is it that one event can accomplish such polarizing goals? Well, this can only be explained by the doctrine of the providence of God. The providence of God can be described as God's invisible hand in the glove of history, whereby he pushes and pulls history to fulfill his purposes. Since God is all-powerful and all-knowing, his reign is not in competition with Satan's. He rules over him. Satan is a pawn, a subordinate to God. God reigns over his entire creation, including the domain of Satan. This means that God is Lord over death as well as life. He rules over pain and sickness just as much as he rules over prosperity and health. He rules over and through the plans of the wicked as much as he rules over the plans of the righteous. If God were not all sovereign, reigning over pain and sickness and the plans of wicked men, then what solid hope would we have? We wouldn't have any. It would all be wishes and best bets. It would mean living in a world where the Father's hands were tied by fate or coincidence, and the outcome would be completely unknown. He would not be mighty to save. But as we've seen through John chapter 11, God is not removed nor overwhelmed by our suffering. Rather, suffering and grief are contained within the realm of his providential reign. And in our passage for this week, the remainder of this week, we see how this even affects his own son. So get familiar with John chapter 11, verses 45 through 57 today, and get ready to walk through it day by day this week. When you pray today, please pray for Kendra Barnett, our missionary in Romania. And also remember the Ukrainian LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Ukraine.